Dave Moore
on Today FM, as seen on your screen.
With O'Donnell's Crisps, Ireland's number one hand-cooked crisp.
Live from a lock-in in Edenderry, Maria Devereaux, how are you?
It seems really extreme now, the working from home thing. Because the sun is beaming and melting all of the frost. I'm like, oh, might have been a bit dramatic to decide to work from home.
Well,
today.
Listen, you can only plan these things. You have to decide what the right thing is at like 5 o'clock in the morning and not, you know, it's not really obvious exactly how the rest of the day is going to go. So no, we're glad we have you anyway. The wonders of technology connect us here and you can tell everybody what you've seen in your screen, including everything about the Golden Globes goodie bags.
Yeah, because look, everyone hears about the winners and the speeches, and we heard Demi Moore there in her inspirational, motivational thank you speech. But I want to know what's in the goodie bags that they all walk away with. So apparently they doubled in value this year, so they were worth $1 million this year,
what?
Each one. They only make 100. So
oh,
that's
so they, sorry, Maria. They only make $100 million worth of goodie bags.
They're very exclusive.
They certainly are.
Yeah, so they... Yeah, only 100 people get them, and that covers presenters and
stars,
nominees.
Yeah, okay.
So it's only the people that present the awards and the nominees,
right?
And what they are this year, they gave them in like a brown leather or brown suede weekend bag.
Oh, nice!
But what was inside it was just a little book. And the book is called The Ultimate Gift Book.
Oh,
and
right.
What happens is they go home after the Golden Globes with their goodie bag, with the little book, and they sit down and they pick what they want in their goodie bag. Isn't that mental?
That is great, because obviously, you know, for years there have been these Oscars goodie bags and Golden Globes goodie bags and Emmys goodie bags, but they're physically there and there's, like, you know, ridiculous things in them, but they're physically in the bag. But that's a great idea where it's like, no, hang on a second, here's a book that explains everything you've got and then you pick your bit. So I presume these must, a lot of them must be experiences then, are they?
Yeah, so they're allowed to pick 9 things, right? And they're broken up into 3 different categories: travel and experiences, beauty and wellness, and wine, spirits and cigars.
Which is the opposite to beauty and wellness, obviously.
Yeah. A lot of these they can all afford, you know.
Look, they can all afford them all, but it's just, look, it's the fact that you're being, you know, you're being told that you're great by your peers and everyone else, and you get on the telly and say, I'm great, and then you get given loads of goods. Sure, look, this is what it's all about, being a massive Hollywood celebrity.
Yeah, well, that's it. Now, there isn't each thing that they have listed, right? So say in the travel and experience part of the book, they've 9 experiences that you can pick from. You're only allowed to pick 9 things over the 3 categories anyway, so you can pick a few of these. But some of them, there's only 1 available. So it works on a first-come, first-served basis.
No way!
So say if you presented an award, you'd want to be straight in, get the goodie bag and put in your spoke for some of these things, because one of them is a private flight and stay in Finland to see the Northern Lights that's worth $48,000.
Jesus.
But that's only, there's only one of them available. So the first person to come back and say, I want
that's gone.
But then there's like, say there's a 3-night stay in the Bali jungle. So there's 3 of those available.
So that's, this is where, if it was like this at the Irish Radio Awards, which, trust me, it isn't, but if then it's the good boys like me. I'd be back up in the room at about 10:15 with my little book, and I'd start like writing the emails going, I would like the flight to Finland to see the Northern Lights.
Yeah.
You all, I'm looking around the room here, Colleen and Maria, y'all would get in at 4 a.m. and you'd be in a B&B in Galway, and I'd be the one, I'd be floating off into the sky, I'm just saying.
Yeah, you would. You would get all the good stuff, I'd say. But there's things like, there are experiences where there's 100 of them available. So if anybody wants them, they'll get it. But it's like a stay in Beverly Hills, which most of them
live there.
Yeah, so they'd be like, well, I don't really care about that. Then just down to the beauty and the wellness, there's a lot of, you know, really expensive serums and stem cell facelifts and all that kind of stuff. But there's also a personalised dance-focused workout and wellness experience that's available to 25.
Oh, dance-focused wellness. I mean, that's so far from what I want to be doing in my life. But hey, maybe these people like it.
And then, they can pick a treadmill. They can pick, like, perfumes.
Yes.
You know, so the further down the list you go, kind of the less impressive it seems.
Right.
Now, I mean, it's still all worth more than I make in a year, but then there's wine, spirits and cigars. And there's a wine tasting experience in Bordeaux.
Oh, okay.
So it's all very fancy.
Yeah, it is. Sounds very fancy, in fairness.
But if you're the last one to pick up your little gift book and get back to the organisers, then you're stuck with a couple of perfumes, maybe a bottle of wine.
Yeah,
cigar,
it'll probably still be worth like, worth 600 grand or something. But I'm sure you'll be all right.
Exactly. Yeah.
Amazing. Right. Was there anything else you saw on your screens? Is that all you wanted to bring me today?
That's everything.
That is brilliant. Right. Well, go back to whatever it is you're doing in the not frozen solid Eden Derry.
It's pretty treacherous, guys. Just looking at the window here.
Talk to you later. Thanks, Maria.
Dave Moore on Today FM.